Chapter 10, Part 1. He who subordinates the ego will rule the kingdom with love. The more we have studied the sublime wisdom of Lao Tzu, the more we have discovered an extending range of revelations and possibilities open to those who truly walk the path in the transfiguristic sense. Now, in Chapter 10, some of the most striking consequences of the path are highlighted. These consequences do not concern some future state of the divine human being, but relate to the present state of being of those who, while standing on the path and fulfilling the law, remain for the time being in dialectics. This point alone means that the contents of Chapter 10 are of the utmost significance for us, because they are not attributes to be realized in some distant future, but can be achieved in the immediate present by any serious seeker. That is why it gives us so much happiness to be able to describe for you the type of person we would like to call the new Noachiti, the person who is traveling in the new life field on a voyage from the nature of death to the new yet original kingdom. Such a person is in the process of joining the new race, which knows no nationalities and no borders. He is traveling in the classical and yet so contemporary celestial ship towards a new and joyful future. If you want to take part in this journey, all that is asked is that you put the lessons you are given into practice and demonstrate that you are following the craft of the true Freemason. He who subordinates the animal ego to the spiritual can keep his will focused on Tao. He will not be divided. That is how the Mason's craft begins. That is the first step. If you are not able to take that first step, you will certainly not be able to take the next. As a pupil of Tao, you need to give your animal ego in total surrender to the primordial atom, the kingdom within you, the rose of the heart. That is your most important task, and you do it not in devotion to an outer god with all the natural religious and occult consequences, but with a Lord, your will be done before the only God within you, the kingdom within you. It is with this Johannine practice that the pupil's path must begin. In the desert of his life, he must make straight the paths for his God. Let us assume for the moment that you understand this and are really subordinating the animal I to the spiritual I. Then your ordinary personality will undergo remarkable changes, because in response to your self-surrender, the vase, the grail cup, will be poured out over you, and in this way, a new soul being, a new serpent fire, will be born. The first thing you will notice then is that your will is able to remain, and indeed will remain, constantly aimed towards Tao, towards the path. Why? For the simple reason that when the rose of the heart governs your being and determines your soul state, the magnetic status of the new nature, rather than the old nature, will be active within you. If your will, as a magical constant, is to be explained entirely from this nature, you will still be able now and then to raise it up so as to deal with new problems in your life and even to perform magnificent deeds, but from time to time the will is bound to show its true nature, its origin. In consequence, the will is certain to be divided, and that will cause you considerable suffering, the ordinary will, however much it is developed by mystical or scientific practices, can never be liberating, neither for the self nor for others. But if the personality being, the soul state, is engrossed in the rose and the inner Christ begins to rule you, if this Jesus within you begins to live, then the John in you will be beheaded. In that state, your will operates in a new nature, and quite naturally, without the need for any compulsion, speculation, or self-suggestion, it remains focused on Tao by day and by night. Then you are in this world, but essentially no longer of this world. He controls his vital energy until it is as docile as a newborn child. Vital energy streams from the head sanctuary to all the personality's organs of action. Every action requires energy, which often needs to be in a much transformed state. And often, for one action to be performed, several different energy vibrations have to be utilized at the same time. For instance, there are actions that simultaneously require the exertion of the intelligence, and hence mental energy, and of the feelings and will. Such actions are debilitating. They wreak havoc in the personality because they often attune the autonomic nervous system in such a way that deplorable deeds we loathe are nevertheless done by us. The energy we waste, the energy we simply throw away. We pay a high price for it too, in the form of deteriorating health, and worse still, by remaining chained to the wheel. However, if the John in you has been beheaded, and you have been born in Jesus the Lord, so that you begin to live according to a new soul state, you will have control of your vital energy. The sources and channels of your vital energy will become as docile as a newborn child. How is that possible, you might ask? Surely, even with the best of intentions, mistakes will be made occasionally, and hence energy will be wasted. But no. To the extent to which the transformation we are describing has been realized, energy will not be wasted any longer. Energy wastage might well be possible in theory, but the candidate would simply not permit it. To understand why, we need to refer to the third verse of chapter 10. He will make his inner vision clear and pure, and so be freed from moral failings. We are meant to think here of the seven cerebral cavities which are to become perfect mirrors of the consciousness and its inner vision. The more these mirrors are cleaned and polished by the new soul state, the more they will clarify and purify the inner vision. There are a few observations we would like to make about this. Perhaps you know about these mirrors, especially if you have some occult knowledge and have attempted occult training in the past, but you should realize that any occult training of these seven mirrors is a surrogate and a serious abuse of your personality state. It is possible, through occult training, to extend the range of your ordinary inner vision to all the planes of the reflection sphere. But what do you gain from it? Does it make you any happier? Does it liberate you, even for one single second? The transfigurist does not train himself, and yet he still possesses seven pure, shining mirrors of inner vision. He does nothing to achieve them. He does not exert his will in that direction, and yet he receives them, purely and solely because he has given himself away in self-surrender to the other one. The seven mirrors of inner vision are a faculty, an organ of the new human being. With their help, the candidate will be able to free himself of all moral failings. By moral behavior, we mean everything a dialectical person does in terms of thinking, feeling, and doing. The moral state of the dialectical human being is always seriously impaired. Yours is too. Why is that? Are you so bad? Are you doing it on purpose? No, it is just that you lack the right perspective, you lack self-knowledge, and you need to maintain yourself in this world, which in turn means that you have to speculate. You are feeling your way in the darkness, and the consequence is that your morality is wounded and impaired. But when the new mirrors of inner vision are clear and shining, you will be freed of moral shortcomings because you will choose your way correctly. It will no longer be possible for you to go astray, for you will have but one desire: to reach your true home. He will rule the kingdom with love and be capable of being wholly Wu Wei. Those who are following the path of the rose by abiding in the other one know that the first steps in the new life must still be taken in the old personality being, and that transfiguration has only just begun. That is why the Rosicrucians of former times said that once the candidate had received Jesus the Lord, he would have to be submerged in him. Knowing and professing this without any reservation, the candidate rules his kingdom with love and does not sigh, as people so often do, "Oh, if only I were out of all this, if only I had finished with it all." We are so often overcome by melancholy, by the feeling that everything is too much, because the damage done through stupidity is so overwhelming. But if you have to row across a raging torrent with only a plank to help you instead of an oar, you will not complain, but be glad you have the plank. You will use it with love, and it will bring you to the other shore. So the transfigurist does not say, "I can't." He does not talk about his weak body, but without conceit, he joyfully exclaims, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." He will be capable of being wholly Wu Wei. Wu Wei means not I, but the Christ in me, not I, but the kingdom in me. He who, like John, has laid his head on the block and is allowing the other one to rule, can therefore be wholly Wu Wei.